Welcome to today's deep dive. Usually when we think about the future of robotics, we tend to picture a handful of software engineers in Silicon Valley.
Right, drinking cold brew and typing lines of code.
Exactly. Just typing away to wake up an AI.
Yeah.
It feels, entirely digital, entirely weightless.
Yeah, but the reality of building a physical robot is a lot heavier, literally.
It really is. And in January 2026, Elon Musk made this fascinating admission during an earnings call that just completely shatters that whole Silicon Valley illusion.
Oh, it was a brutal reality check.
Yeah. He basically told investors he couldn't drop the production costs of the Optimus robot fast enough. I mean, he had promised this $20,000 price tag, which is basically the price of a compact car.
Which is incredibly ambitious, because right now, even on a low-volume production scale, just the physical parts for one single Optimus robot cost well over $40,000.
Over 40 grand.
Yeah. To even get close to his target, that bill of materials, it has to be slashed by more than half.
Which brings up a massive contradiction that we're going to explore in this deep dive. Our mission today is to look at how the most advanced American AI robot is actually physically coming to life.
And why the secret to success isn't where you'd think it is.
Right. The reason Musk is struggling with that price tag reveals something that flips our whole understanding of American tech dominance on its head. Because the secret to making this $20,000 dream real isn't sitting in a server farm in California.
No, the answer is actually found in hardware factories in China.
Which is wild. So, to set the stage for you listening, I want you to imagine for a second that you are tasked with building the ultimate humanoid robot.
With a blank check, right?
Exactly. Blank check.
Yeah.
What do you think is the single most expensive part of that machine? You probably guessed the brain. I mean, the AI processors, the state-of-the-art vision sensors, the neural network hardware.
You're definitely the most intuitive guess. Especially with, all the hype around AI chips right now.
But our sources reveal this totally unexpected reality about modern manufacturing and global supply chains. The most expensive part of a humanoid robot has almost nothing to do with its intelligence.
Right. It's swallowed up almost entirely by the mechanics of physical movement.
Okay, let's unpack this. We have a late 2025 estimate from Morgan Stanley that breaks down the bill of materials, the BOM for the second generation Optimus.
And the numbers are staggering.
They really are. They estimate the physical components sit somewhere between $50,000 and $60,000. And that is completely excluding the software.
Yeah, that's just the raw hardware, the metal, the motors. And when you look at where that money actually goes, well, you'd assume the core computing units are eating up the budget.
That's right.
But actually, over 17% of the entire cost is just in the hands.
17%. Which, sounds wild until you think about what a human hand actually does.
Precisely. Every single finger needs independent movement. So you need 12 individual actuators crammed into the tiny space of each hand. It requires immense precision. And then you move up to the shoulders, that's another 14% of the total cost.
And the waist and pelvis are another 14%. You'd think buying a state-of-the-art robot is like buying a supercomputer. But looking at these numbers, it's actually more like buying a very intricate, incredibly expensive puppet.
That's a perfect analogy.
And Silicon Valley is essentially just building the puppeteer, right? The AI brain. But if the physical strings and hinges cost 60 grand, the genius of the puppeteer doesn't matter. The math still fails.
Up to 70% of the entire robot's cost comes down to what industry insiders literally call chunks of iron.
Chunks of iron. I love that.
We're talking about the motors, the reducers, the screws making up those actuators. And unlike microchips, which, get cheaper because you just print them smaller on a silicon wafer, you can't shrink physical force.
Right. It takes heavy metal to lift heavy things. And you mentioned reducers there. I think we should clarify that for a second because it comes up constantly in our research.
Oh, definitely. A reducer isn't just some random piece of metal.
It's highly complex, right?
Very. It's basically a highly complex gearbox because electric motors naturally want to spin incredibly fast, but they don't have a lot of raw pushing power or torque.
So a robot needs to lift a box. A fast, weak motor just won't work.
Exactly. A reducer takes that high-speed spinning and gears it down. It converts the speed into immense, slow torque. Without them, a robot's motors would have to be like the size of microwaves just to lift its own arms.
Which is insane. And the engineering required to make those reducers tiny but strong is incredibly expensive. Which leads us to one specific detail in our sources that absolutely blew my mind.
The planetary roller screw.
Yes. the planetary roller screw, used for the linear movements in the robot's legs. And traditionally, these are agonizingly difficult to make.
They are the great bottleneck of robotic movement, because a standard screw just has one thread dragging against a nut.
Right. And if you put the weight of a 150-pound metal machine stomping on a normal thread, the immense physical force would just shear the metal right off.
It would strip the thread instantly.
So to solve that, planetary roller screws use a ring of smaller threaded cylinders, the rollers that rotate around the main shaft. This distributes that massive crushing force across dozens of contact points.
But building that requires incredibly precise machining. Often it relies heavily on painstaking manual finishing work so all those threads mesh perfectly.
Yeah, and right now, European companies like Rolvis and Ewellix produce these. They charge about $1,650, or roughly 12,000 yuan, for a single screw.
Just one screw. And keep in mind, a humanoid robot needs way more than one. Optimus needs 14 of them.
14. That means you are looking at over $23,000 just for the screws in the legs.
It's astronomical.
If a single robot needs 23 grand just in leg screws, hitting a $20,000 total price tag is mathematically impossible. So how on earth do you collapse that cost?
Well, you have to fundamentally change how the robot is built. Our sources detail this strict economic law of gravity, the Beom drop curve.
Okay, how does that work?
It's a harsh mathematical reality. When you build robots at the lab stage, say around 1,000 units, each robot costs about $100,000. Everything is bespoke.
So it's basically artisanal robotics.
Exactly. But when you hit 10,000 units, you can justify setting up dedicated lines, and the cost halves to $50,000.
But the math completely flips if they can hit the magic number, right? 1 million units.
Yes. At 1 million units, it plummets to $20,000 to $30,000. You achieve total standardization. You aren't doing custom lab work anymore.
But here is the wild part. In 2025, it wasn't American companies hitting that crucial 10,000 unit threshold first.
No, not at all.
It was Chinese firms. You had Agibot shipping over 5,000 units and Unitree producing over 6,500 units. They were the ones proving the volume equation actually works in the real world.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it makes perfect sense why China has this advantage. They are applying the exact same playbook they use to completely dominate the global supply chains for smartphones and electric vehicles.
Right, because an EV and a robot have a lot more in common than people realize.
Fundamentally, a robot actuator is just a highly precise, shrunken down electric vehicle motor. And over the last decade, China built an unrivaled ecosystem for EV manufacturing.
They mastered all the components.
Exactly. Yeah. High precision motor winding, thermal management. Now, they are just transferring that exact technological know-how into robotics. I mean, even NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang stated publicly that China's microelectronics and motors are world class.
And we can see that EV playbook happening right now with those ridiculous $1,650 European leg screws.
Oh, the price slash there is incredible.
It's wild. The sources show that factories around Hangzhou are gearing up to produce 1 million of these planetary roller screws annually. Their stated goal is to drive the price down to just $88, or about 635 yuan.
That's a 95% discount.
A 95% discount. And it's not just some far-off future projection. Goldman Sachs analysts noted that high-end robot manufacturing costs already dropped by 40% in 2024 alone.
And that wasn't from some major technological breakthrough in how robots walk either.
Right. It was simply by ditching incredibly expensive lab-grade specialty parts and replacing them with commercial mass-produced Chinese parts.
But, you know, this massive cost reduction isn't happening in a vacuum. It requires a completely integrated, highly secretive supply chain network.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because our sources, specifically reports from the Wall Street Journal and the South China Morning Post, detail these incredibly quiet visits.
Tesla employees going to China.
Yes. Under the radar visits by Tesla employees to Chinese motor and sensor factories, building relationships with hundreds of suppliers over 3 years.
It's a profound level of integration. When you look at the statistics from CITIC, Digitimes, and Bain & Company, the manufacturing dominance is just staggering. They estimate Chinese companies hold 50 to 70% of the total global humanoid manufacturing capacity.
And for Optimus specifically, they control roughly 70% of the supply chain by value. 70%.
Which brings up the tier 0.5 concept.
Yes, I wanted to ask about that. What exactly is a tier 0.5 supplier? The research mentioned the Tuopu Group out of Ningbo.
Right. Tuipu is a massive EV supplier, and they're the perfect example. Usually, Tier 1 suppliers provide major finished systems, and Tier 2s provide the smaller parts to the Tier 1s. But Tuipu calls itself Tier 0.5.
Meaning they aren't just shipping a box of screws to Texas.
Not at all. They're essentially a quasi-automaker. They assemble complete actuator modules directly to Tesla's blueprints. They already get nearly 40% of their revenue from supplying Tesla's EVs. And now they're building dedicated robot production lines capable of 300,000 units by the second quarter of 2026.
That's like hiring a caterer instead of just buying groceries.
Yeah.
Tesla is outsourcing the entire physical hassle, and the financial stakes here are astronomical.
Huge. Just look at the rumors from October 2025.
Oh, yeah, the explosive rumor. Allegedly, Elon Musk placed a $685 million order with Sanwa Intelligent Controls for linear actuators, which is enough hardware to build 180,000 Optimus robots.
Now, Tesla never officially confirmed that exact dollar amount.
True. But Sanwa's stock hit its 10% daily limit immediately after the news broke. The financial market clearly views this as a massive deal. But wait, I have to push back here.
Go ahead.
Isn't the U.S. in a massive, highly publicized tech war with China? We have tariffs, export controls, huge scrutiny. How is an American tech giant getting away with this?
Well, Goldman Sachs analysts observed a very specific workaround. Chinese suppliers like Tuipu and Sanwa are building factories in Mexico and Thailand.
Oh, right near the Texas Gigafactory. So they bypassed the made in China scrutiny while retaining the exact same Chinese corporate DNA.
Exactly. It's a massive label loophole.
So this shadow supply chain solves the cost problem, but it creates a massive geopolitical vulnerability. And before we dive into this next part, I need to make a quick note for everyone listening.
Good idea.
We are strictly analyzing the economic and supply chain realities presented in our source material today. We aren't taking any political sides regarding U.S.-China trade policies. We are just following the math and the manufacturing.
And the materials. Because the rare earth chokehold is the real Achilles heel here.
We'll talk about that. A humanoid robot needs over 40 motors to move properly, right?
Yes. And those motors require roughly 4 to 5 kilograms of high-performance rare earth permanent magnets. Specifically, neodymium magnets.
And we can't just use a standard cheap iron magnet.
No, if you use standard magnets, the motors would be so huge and heavy that the robot couldn't even lift its own weight. Neodymium creates an incredibly intense magnetic field, allowing for tiny, powerful motors.
And you can't just synthesize neodymium in a lab.
Yeah.
You have to mine it and refine it.
Which is complex and toxic. And in April 2025, China restricted the export of 7 heavy rare earth elements vital for these magnets.
So what does this all mean? If you're an American company trying to build millions of robots and the tap gets tightened.
Morgan Stanley ran the math. If you sever the Chinese supply chain and de-risk, the cost of a robot's drive parts nearly triples. It rockets from $46,000 up to $131,000.
Wow. $131,000. Musk's $20,000 dream vanishes instantly.
Poof. Gone.
This raises an important question, though. Is this dominance permanent? Our sources included a counterargument from KR Asia.
Right. They argued China's dominance might not last forever.
Yeah, their theory is that if AI software becomes incredibly smart, it might lower the required precision of the hardware. So the AI just compensates for sloppy, cheap joints.
It's an interesting theory, and Tesla is definitely trying to adapt. They are moving chip production to places like Samsung in Texas, and they're trying to build non-Chinese magnet supply chains in the U.S. and Australia.
But the text points out the ultimate bottleneck reality. Manufacturing silicon chips in Texas is one thing, but digging heavy rare earth minerals out of the dirt and refining them economically, that is a geographic and geological reality.
Exactly. You can't just write better code to escape genealogy. Until that changes, the physical heart of the American AI robot literally requires a permit from Beijing.
Which brings us to the grand synthesis of this whole deep dive.
The incredible irony of the 2026 robotics industry is that the boundless, borderless frontier of artificial intelligence is currently tethered to this very physical, highly localized reality.
Yeah, heavy metal, planetary screws, and rare earth magnets pulled out of the dirt. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive, but we want to leave you with a final provocative thought to chew on.
As we rush toward a future where AI brains become infinitely replicable and nearly free to copy.
Exactly. Will the true rulers of the 21st century be the coders writing the algorithms, or the nations that control the dirt, the magnets, and the factories that allow those algorithms to actually walk around in our physical world? Something to think about. See you next time.